Easter. After Easter, you know, on the Easter day, Jesus was not in the grave. Correct? And for 40 days, he was with his disciples. He was with his disciples. And he was talking to them. He showed himself. Right? Not only disciples, there were so many people. But you know, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is something which is going to happen. Very drastically, it is going to happen for all the believers, starting from the apostles. And Jesus said in John chapter 14, Jesus said, Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teachings. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Beautiful, right? If anybody loves me, number one, what they will do? Number one, what they will do? They will obey. Okay? They will obey. They will obey. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teachings. My Father will love him. Not only I love him, but my Father will love him. Now here, he brings something for us to understand. He brings something for us to understand. Number one, he says, obey. What is the meaning of obedience? Obey. What is the meaning of obedience? Keep his commandment. What is that? Doing what you are told to do. Obedience is doing what you are told to do. No more argument. You may differ with your views. Nobody is interested in that. You get me? You may be an intelligent person, and that's the reason Paul brings in 1 Corinthians. He says, God has chosen the wise people from this world. Am I right? No, God has chosen the foolish people in this world. You know, God has chosen foolish people. What is the reason why God should choose foolish people? Why? There are two things. Number one, foolish people are always obedient. Foolish people are always obedient. Foolish people are always faithful. Okay? If you are wise, then every question you will ask, for every answer you will have a question, or for every question you have answer, there will be a debate. Right? There will be an explanation. Now, he is not saying, he says that I have given you commandments. What I want you to do? I want you to obey them, that's all. Don't open your mouth. If it is hard, then speak to me. I will give you strength to do it. You know, when you are on your project, sometimes you will have a tough time. How many of you have the tough times when you are on the project? Sometimes you will not understand. You are struggling at one point. Anybody had that problem? Okay, praise the Lord. Now when you have those problems, what do you do? You go to your friends. Number one, you go to your friends. And you start asking some help from them. How many of you pray and ask God that, Lord, I have this problem. Can you open my brain and let me see what is wrong? How many of you do pray? Praise the Lord. That is a believer's quality. Believer's quality is they depend on God more than anything. Right? Whenever you depend on God more than anything, God brings out something to reveal to you. Praise the Lord. That's the reason he says, obey my commandments, then my Father and we both love you. Who loves you? Who loves you? He is not saying that I love you. What is he saying? that's the beauty, the combination of the Holy Spirit. Do you remember last Sunday I said something?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, the combination of the Holy Spirit. Trinity, when we talk about Trinity, these three people are in one. Okay, you cannot separate them. And that's the reason he says, I taught you the commandments of God. And if you do it, my Father will love you. Not only my Father, I will love you. We both will come. What we will do? What we will do? Huh? Here in the verse, it's there. We will make our dwelling place. What is home? Home is a dwelling place. I will come and abide in. That's the reason Paul is writing in Corinthians, right? 1 Corinthians 6th chapter, when you write, Paul says that you are the temple of the living God. You are the temple of the living God. How could we become the temple of the living God if God is not in us? If God is not in us, we cannot become the temple of the living God. So he says, we are going to come and we will make our home, right? We'll make our home with you. He who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. You get me? When is Jesus speaking? He's speaking to the disciples. Okay? One on one. He's speaking to the disciples. He's looking into their eyes. He's explaining them, you know, whatever I taught you these 3.5 years, make sure that you do it. Because when you do it, there's the presence of God in you. It's not only me, but my Father and me, we both are going to come into you. Okay? Now listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. And when he says, all this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. What he says? The Holy Spirit will come. What is the reason for the Father to send the Holy Spirit to us? What is the reason? I want you to understand very carefully, because there are many times you misunderstand Holy Spirit in your life. You misunderstand the Holy Spirit in your life. When the Holy Spirit comes into us, what is the duty of the Holy Spirit? He will teach us. He will teach us what Christ has taught us. He will teach us to obey the word of God in us. You get me? He will teach us the word of God. Rhema. He will teach us the logos, the thought of God. He will teach us God. Number one, the Holy Spirit teaches us the will of God in our life. Sometimes we may say that I don't know what is the will of God in my life. How can you say that? How can I say that? Right? When we say that, that means we admit that I don't have the Holy Spirit in me. I don't have the Spirit of God in me. If I say that I don't know, then something is wrong with us. Because Jesus has promised that he is going to come and dwell. When he will dwell in us? When we obey the commandments of God. When we do what God has told us to do. That is important. You get me? God is not interested in what you are doing, what I am doing. If I am preaching, many times I pray and ask God, am I doing the right thing? Right? Am I doing the right thing? Am I a preacher? Then I look into myself. Never I was a preacher in my life. Never I thought that I will be a preacher in my life. I never knew how to preach in my life. And always I used to think that, Lord, if you have called me, if you are going to use me for your service, I will be a worship leader. Right? You all agree with me, right? You all agree with me. I will be a worship leader. But God had a different plan. And always I used to say that, Lord, I can't speak. My language is not good. You know, I cannot communicate properly. I cannot be a speaker. And let me tell you how it happened in my life. Lent season back home, 40 days, there is a prayer meeting. I was one of the leaders for the group. And I went to the prayer meeting, took my team. And we were sitting and waiting for the pastor. Pastor is absent. And there was an elderly person in our group. And I said, Anna, I said, you are the eldest in the group. Why don't you tell? Or you told me, new leader, you stand, you are the leader for the group. Why you have become, I never understood. You get me? I never understood what is the leadership. You know, they all said, oh, you will be our leader just because playing music. And, you know, I could feel the presence of God. First time preaching. And how did I preach? 45 minutes I have to preach. What did I preach? From Genesis to Revelation. I preached from Genesis to Revelation, and I don't know what I preached, but I preached. And when we saw the time, it's all finished, 45 minutes. That was the starting point for me. Never realized. That's how God created that interest in me, slowly. Slowly, slowly, slowly I have seen. I have seen in myself that something, change is happening. Some change is happening. I never realized. And I thank God, if that night, if I would have said that, Lord, no, it's not me, pastor is not here, so no preacher is here, so let us sing 2-3 songs, let us pray and say the Lord's Prayer, we are done. I can do that. I know something made me to stand. No knowledge, proper knowledge. From Genesis to Revelation. My diary I have. 31st March 19. 87. I thank God. Tappulu chepinanu, oppulu chepinanu, kani vakyamaithe chepinanu. And today when I stand, many times I ask God, do you make me a preacher? Am I a preacher? The answer is, you never knew. But before you were born, I have separated you to speak with me. Amen. Many times we don't understand, my friends. Many times we draw back. Many times we fall back. Many times we deny. Many times we say that I don't know. But God has a plan for us. God has ordained us. He says, if you obey my voice, if you obey my commandments, my presence is with you. What else you want? What else we want? Read Bible very carefully. People who were filled with the Holy Spirit have shaken this world. When Peter and John, when they preached, 3,000 people, one time. How many times? One time, 3,000 people. And you know, when people have seen them, what did they say? Let us go to Acts chapter. Acts chapter, it is 3. Acts chapter 4. And I want you to read verse 13. Acts chapter 4 and verse 13.
They marveled, and they realized
message God gives, we will preach. Because God wants to use us as his testimony. It is not our testimony, my friends. It is the testimony of God. Now these people stood with courage. And who are these people? When people heard them, who are these people? Uneducated people. No education. No qualification. Zero. The fishermen. Who are these people? And you know, we are sitting here. You are all qualified people, right? You can read Bible. Everybody can read Bible. How many of you do not know how to read Bible? Can I see your hands? They can't even read Bible. There is no Bible in the first century. Right? They can't even read, but when they stood and when they spoke, when they witnessed Jesus Christ in their life, the learned people are talking, the Pharisees, the chief priest, right? The high priest and the Pharisees, who are learned people, who are the teachers of the law, they heard these people and they said, what? These people are unschooled, uneducated people. They don't know anything. And what did they realize? They said, these people were with Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Yes. If you are with Jesus, if Jesus is in you, if God is in you, right? If God is in you, you will never say no to the calling of God.
Amen.
You will never say no. You will never say that, I don't know. Will never say, but you will say that if this person is speaking to me, maybe the voice of God, right? Maybe the voice of God. I need to listen and look into myself. And that day, I'm telling you, March 31st, 1987, when they say that you are our leader, stand and speak, I never gave any explanation for that. I just stood. And I knew. Even today, I very well remember I was in the Spirit of God. And after 27 years, when I look back at my journey, how God trained me, how God brought me. And that's the reason I speak to children, little children. I said, do you see any pastor who can play music, who can sing, and who can preach? Yeah, it's you. I want you people to become like that. I want my children, all my Sunday school children, children who are watching me, may they be encouraged to do what God wants them to do. Amen? That's the leadership. You know, when I stand here, I'm facing God's people. I cannot take you people light because you are chosen by God. And I respect you, I honor you people because God has given you people to me. And it is my responsibility. Amen? And here, what Jesus is saying, see, if you listen to me and if you obey, something is different going to happen. What is going to happen? Something different is going to happen. John chapter 14. We are going to come and live with you, right? And spoke while with them. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
When the Holy Spirit comes, what is the duty of the Holy Spirit? Spirit of the Father and of the Son combined together is Holy Spirit. He is a person. These three are one. What does the Holy Spirit do? It makes us, it will bring to our knowledge the right things what Christ has taught us, number one. Number two, he will make us to understand the call of God in our life. Say amen.
Amen.
He will make us to understand what is our duty in the body of Jesus Christ. In the body of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, you just obey, you just obey, the Holy Spirit will come, he will take charge, he will lead you, he will teach you, and he will tell you everything, because he brings the message from God to us. The Holy Spirit brings the message from God to us. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1 and verse 7. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or day the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power. What it says? You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Before that, now he's giving a commandment. Now this is going to happen. Before that, he gives commandment to the disciples. Because in John chapter 14, what we have seen is obey my commandments, and me and my Father are going to come and make our dwelling in you. And Holy Spirit is the counselor who will teach the will of God in our life. Holy Spirit is the counselor who will teach the will of God in our life. Obedience is important. And here in verse 4, on one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. What did he say? This command. He said, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. What did he say? Wait in Jerusalem. He says he has given a command. You know, after the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there was so much of persecution in Jerusalem. And people were leaving Jerusalem and running away from Jerusalem because they were so afraid of their lives. And in those conditions, Jesus says, you're not supposed to leave this place. Do not leave this place till the Holy Spirit comes on you. Before going, Jesus would have said, come here, let me give my Holy Spirit. Why did he not give Holy Spirit to his disciples? What was the reason? Obedience is the most important thing in every believer's life. Obedience is very important. Doing what you are told to do is very important in our life. And God is going to give us. Who is going to give us? God is going to give us his Spirit. And he says, till Holy Spirit comes, you're not supposed to leave Jerusalem. I know it is very tough, but don't leave. It is not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days. You know how many days? 10 days they have to be in Jerusalem. How many days? 40 days, Jesus. After 40 days, Jesus ascended into heaven. After 10 days, the Holy Spirit has come upon the disciples. So 50 days, Pentecost. How many days? Pentecost is 50 days, 5 into 10, 50 days. And what is the meaning of 10 in the Bible? I told you. What is the meaning of 10 in the Bible? Test, trials, temptations, right? Persecution. And Jesus said, in all these circumstances, you're going to stand. Then only. Then only. You know, many people, they misunderstand about the Holy Spirit. You cannot play with Holy Spirit. Jesus said, whatever you say against the Son of God, it will be forgiven. But say anything against the Holy Spirit, if you say something, if you misuse the Holy Spirit in your life, you will put to death condemnation. We cannot do that. Holy Spirit is very precious for us. We cannot play with Holy Spirit. We cannot play with Holy Spirit. Tell yourself, if you have Holy Spirit, tell yourself, are you doing the will of God? Are you obeying the word of God? Do you read the word of God? Do you pray? And if you are you doing it as per your convenience or as per the will of God you're doing? We want to do that. You know, just because we think that I'm very fine. No. If you're doing the will of God, it is very hard for you. It is not easy. Neeku ishtamaina panulu devuniki ishtam lenatvanti panulu devuniki ishtamaina panulu neeku kashtamaina panulu. Entendi? Neeku ishtamaina pani neeku cheyali kavala devuni santoshaparchalante kaadu. Devuniki ishtamaina pani neeku chaala kashtamaina pani. Adi devuniki ishtamaina pani. Right? What God wants from you, you need to give. What God wants from you, you need to give. Do not serve God as per your convenience. Please, don't do it. Don't do it. You will not have blessings. You will not have blessings. The Holy Spirit has come on the disciples. On the Pentecost day, they were in one accord when they were praying. Last Friday I was explaining, right? When we pray, we should be in one spirit when we pray. And don't look here and there. Who has come, who has not come. Don't look. When you have come, the number one, you need to thank and praise God for giving you an opportunity to pray for somebody. Amen? Right? God has given you that opportunity to pray for somebody. Because your blessings rely on your attitude towards God. And please, I'm telling you, you have prayer cell. I know you people log into prayer cell, you pray. How you pray is very important. And there are many people who do not log into the prayer cell. I'm not complaining. But ask yourself, don't I have some time to give to God? Ask yourself, don't I have some time to give to God? You know, we want every blessing from God. Correct? We want every blessing from God. What do you want to give to God? Ask yourself. Because here, the word of God says that when the Spirit of God will come, He will explain to us. He will make us to do the things what we have to do. So, when the Spirit comes, number one, He will separate us from this world. I will give you four points, okay? What the Holy Spirit does. Then you will understand and you look to yourself. Now, when the Spirit comes to us, He will separate us. You know, Paul is explaining to us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, he speaks about the marriage. Okay? He speaks about the marriage. And when a woman is married, now she is bound to listen to her husband and take care of the children. And there is every possibility that we may neglect the word of God, the ministry of God. And he talks to the men also the same way. Correct? He talks to the same way. And he says, if you are not married, that is very fine. But I don't insist that you should not marry, because marriage is honorable in all. So therefore, if you marry, that is to the glory of God. But if you marry, then you understand that you have obligations. That is your family obligation. But if you are alone, if you are living alone, and if you want to serve God, it is up to you, but you can do it wholeheartedly because the whole time belongs to God. He explains to us, right? He explains to us. So the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us, He teaches us what is the will of God. Number one, the Holy Spirit teaches us the will of God. The will of God. The Holy Spirit teaches us the will of God. He teaches us the will of God. Hebrews 10, 32 and 34. Hebrews 10, 32 and 34. Hebrews 10 and I'm reading 32 and 34. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution, and other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated. Now, the very first thing, the Holy Spirit, when He comes, He separates us and He teaches us to stand. To stand as a pillar in the church. You know, I just want to ask you, and I would love to encourage you. Many times, you know, church people are sick. Many times in a church there are needy people. How many of you spot out these people in the church? How many of you look to these people? How many of you know what is the need of the families in your church? There are not many families, let me tell you something. There are hardly about 10 to 15 families here. If you are attending this church for past 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you should be able to know each and every family. And you should be a helpful to each and every family. The Holy Spirit teaches us to understand the problems of these people. If you're just coming to the church, and if you just mind your business and spend some time and go away, that's not the body of Jesus Christ. No. It is a socializing thing. I want you to be connected to each other. The Holy Spirit connects us to each other. It separates us from the world and it connects to the believers. He connects to the believers. The Holy Spirit separates us from the world and He connects us to the believers. So you will understand. You will understand. Now see, you may say that, oh, Pastor, God bless. God has blessed us. We are looking for the house. Praise the Lord. Because God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. And it's my prayer for my church people, that God should bless you abundantly. But my friends, don't forget the people who are in need. Please. The church needs each other. We have to stand for each other. If you call yourself that you are a believer, if you call yourself that you have been saved and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, care for the people. Care for the needs of the church. Look who needs help. Care for the people. We are separated from the world. So look to the people who are your co-believers. We have stood side by side. We have stood side by side. So please pray and stand for each other. Number one. And we are called out of the world. We are called out of the world. We have called out of the world for what? He explains in 1 Peter 2nd chapter 9th verse. Right? What he says? He brought us out of darkness into light so that we may proclaim the word of God. We may be testimony. We may be witnesses for Jesus Christ. If you are possessed with Holy Spirit, number one, you are separated from the world and you are part of the body of Jesus Christ. And when you are part of the body of Jesus Christ, you need to know the affairs in the body of Jesus Christ and help and support each other. Can you say praise the Lord? Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Because that's where our interest should be. And all the blessings will follow us. All the blessings will follow us. Jesus said, obey my commandments. What is the commandment? Love your God with all your heart, soul, spirit and strength. Number two, love your, who is your neighbor? Person who is in need. We are called out of the world. We are separated. We are separated from the world. Separated for the, from the world. And that's the reason. James chapter 4 and 4. James 4, 4. What does it say? Do not love this world. Ee lokamunu gaani lokamlo unna vaatini gaani meeru preminchodu. What does the Holy Spirit does? No, if you say that, Pastor, I have Holy Spirit, and still you love, you know, this world, and your inclination is always for the world, you don't have Holy Spirit. One person came to my fellowship. There was a person. I was passing by, and I heard her language. Okay? I heard her language, and whenever she used to come to the fellowship, she will speak in tongues. And one day she said, I have a gift of speaking in tongues. After the service, I called. I called her and I said, I want to talk to you. While I was going, I heard your language. Is this your language? Right? If you have this language and you come into the church and you are speaking in tongues, I don't believe. I said, I don't want you to do that. If you have the gift of speaking in tongues, your language should be very pure. You should speak the holy language of God. We should speak the. There is a prophecy. Gift of prophecy is there. I will not deny it. There are gifts of Holy Spirit. And only Holy Spirit has that authority to give. Right? Only Holy Spirit has an authority to give to us. That is His office. Yeah. Giving the gift of the Spirit is the office of the Holy Spirit. He gives us. But please, I don't want you to say that. Your behavior is something outside and your behavior is something in the church. If you have the Holy Spirit, outside your behavior will be very good. You get me? Outside your behavior will be very good because people will be looking at you and they will say that, oh, there's something different in these people. Okay? That is there. So, what it says, do not love this world. What is that? Four. Number four, right? You adulterous and adulterous, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. How many of you understood this verse? Now, if I ask you, you will give me different answers, right? Let me tell you something in a very, very good way, I'll tell you, okay? Good young couple, husband and wife, okay? And while going, husband told to the wife, I don't like you speaking to the neighbor. What did he say? I don't like you speaking to the neighbor. I don't like you to be friendly with this guy. Okay? I don't want you. What should wife do? What should wife do? No speaking, no friendship with this neighbor. Wife is waiting. When will my husband leave? When will he go for duty? As soon as husband goes. Hello. How are you? And this guy is also waving hi. Right? What is happening here? What is happening?
Disobedience.
disobedience, what husband has told the wife not to do, she is doing. The word of God says, you cannot be friendly with the
world.
Don't love the world. Don't be friendly with the world, and we just wait for our husband to leave so that we can love the world, right? In the church, Jesus is our husband, so we are listening, and for everything we will say yes, yes, yes. As soon as we go out, okay? As soon as we go out, you don't have money, but you will go and spend money. Why? Swipe the card. Swipe the card. And after you get the bill, no money. We cannot love the world. We cannot have the desires when you cannot afford. If you have something important, God will provide us. God will tell us. God will give us. He will encourage us. Right? But many people, they have desire for so many things. We cannot love the world. If we are loving the world, then we are not obedient to God. And he says, don't do that. Why? We have been separated from this world. The world doesn't belong to us. Do not love the world. What is in the world? What is in the world? Johan Patrika, Chopi. 3 months I preached on the Epistle of John. What is in the Epistle of John? Do not love this world or anything which belongs to the world. What is there? What is in the world? Right? Netrasha, Sharirasha, Jiva Kudambamu. ఈ మూడు కూడా లోకంలో ఉన్నటువంటిది ఈ లోకమును ప్రేమించదు. డోంట్ లవ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ బికాస్ దేర్ ఆర్ 3 డేంజరస్ థింగ్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. అండ్ దేర్ఫోర్ హియర్ జేమ్స్ ఇస్ బ్రింగింగ్ డు నాట్ లవ్ ద వరల్డ్ ఆర్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ బికాస్ ఫ్రెండ్షిప్ విత్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ ఎనిమిటీ విత్ గాడ్. హోలీ స్పిరిట్ బ్రింగ్స్ us out. He brings us out and he puts us. So, number one, we are separated. We are separated people because Holy Spirit leads us into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And not only that, he has separated us to proclaim the word of God. You don't want to speak about the word of God. Right? If you meet each other, how many of you speak the word of God? How many of you speak the word of God? Amen. We are called to speak the word of God. Instead, we speak many things, my friends. Okay? Just watch your conversation. It's the word of God what we want. So we are separated, and we are separated from the world, sent into the world. When you're separated, we are sent into the world. That is the whole idea of Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary and buried, rose again. And the last commission, what it says, the last commission? The whole power is given on heaven and earth, and I give you that power. That power is the Holy Spirit. And that's what Jesus says. When the Holy Spirit comes, you will have the power. And not only in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, but whole world. God wants to use us. Ends of the whole world. God wants to take us. If you are not willing, how many of you ask God that take me to somewhere where I can preach? You know, morning when I get up, I'll say, Lord, give me at least one person whom I can hammer with the word of God. You know, I go to gym. I saw this guy a couple of months back. This is a Spanish guy. On his back, there's a big cross tattoo. Very big on his back. I saw. I said, oh, this guy looks like a Christian. So I have a good chance to speak to him. As soon as his back was, so I could see his cross. He turned back. When he turned, I saw a beard. communist guy used to have, right? The yes, yes, used to have. Then I went and tapped him. Said, brother, your cross is so great. And by this cross, I can tell that you are a Christian. Oh man, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian, man. I'm a Christian. But by your beard, you look like a communist. This is not a Christian beard, I told him. He looked at me. I never said anything. I went away. Then after 1 or 2 months, last week, I saw this guy. Then I couldn't recognize. The reason? His beard was not there. But when he turned, I saw the cross. This is the guy. I said, amigo, amigo. He said, okay, my brother, you look so good. You are a Christian man. I said, yes. Do you remember me? He started looking at me. I said, I was the guy who told you the beard. No beard, man. Yeah. Jesus loves you. He writes on his chest, Jesus loves you. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. You know, speak to people because we are called. We are sent. If you get a small chance of speaking to people, that's what the Holy Spirit does. Holy Spirit encourages us. You know, that's why I don't want you to just raise hands and say, I got the Holy Spirit. I have Holy Spirit. I'm possessed with Him. Whenever I preach the word of God, I want your spirit to work in the people's life. I don't want to say, I want people to see. I want people to see. And if Holy Spirit is in you, yes, He reveals Himself. He reveals Himself because your whole lifestyle is changed, my friends. Your whole lifestyle is changed. Our lifestyle is changed. Every word what you speak, it makes sense to people. Every action what you do, it makes sense to people. So that should be our example for the people. Because we are sent. We are sent and we are anointed by the Holy Spirit. We are anointed by the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to look into yourself, you know. Not only that, but journey through the world. We journey through the world. Not only God anoints us, not only God wants to use, but He will take us through this world. I fought a good fight. Beautiful, right? I fought a good fight. I have completed my race. There is a crown for me. Not only for me, but everybody who obeys the word of God. Everybody who is led by the Spirit of God. That's the beauty. It's not only for one. Not only for one. The crown of God is for everybody. And if you have Holy Spirit, God will use us. If you say that, Pastor, I have the Spirit of God, then you will do what you are told to do. You will never go back. You will never hesitate to do the work of God. You will never say no to anything what God has commanded you to do. And today, let me tell you something, my friends. Holy Spirit is part of Trinity. When Holy Spirit is there, we are led by the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He teaches us, He counsels us, He leads us through the valleys of shadow of death. You will not be afraid of anything. Whenever the storms come, you will praise God. Whenever you are low, you will praise God. Whenever you are in tears, you will praise God. Are you ready? And to say that, Lord, I belong to you. I am separated from this world. I have been anointed and ordained by the Holy Spirit. God, no matter whatever comes in my life, I will go through because you are there with me every day. Let me tell you something. Next week, God willing, how the gifts of the Holy Spirit is given to us. What is the difference between between the gift of the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? Many times we only cling to the gift of the Spirit. We don't want the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? Without the fruit of the Spirit, there is no gift of the Spirit. I'm going to do this in two sessions. I'm going to do this. But keep it in mind. Holy Spirit has been granted to us because of Jesus Christ. He says, I'm going, but I will send you my counselor. When he comes, he will teach you the will of God. Let's follow.